BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, today Wednesday the 6th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Fisher, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800, high just west of Seoul, 1032, dissipating by 1800 Wednesday. Atlantic low expected 200 miles west of Bailey, 990, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Westerly, backing southwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, but fair in Forth and Tyne. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West, backing southwest later, 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 3 to 5. Showers at first, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later in north. Occasional rain later in north, good occasionally later in north. Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, rain for a time, good becoming moderate for a time. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate for a time later. Shannon, Rockall. Southwest, 4 to 6, backing south, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall, veering west 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Perhaps severe gale 9 later in Hebrides. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly, backing southeasterly later, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in Fair Isle, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, west 5, 5 miles, 1020 now falling. Stornoway, west southwest 4, rain 1 mile, 1015 rising slowly. Lerwick, west 6, mist 8 miles, 1006 rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south 4, recent drizzle 13 miles, 1012 now falling. Aberdeen, west by south 3, 11 miles, 1015 now falling. Lucas, southwest 4, 13 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Boomer, west, 4, 15 miles, 1,019, now falling. Bridlington, west by south, 3, 1,022, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 5 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 3, 16 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,028. Scilly automatic, northwest 2, 6 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 3, 14 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Aberporth, west-northwest 4, 15 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Valley, west 1, 12 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-northwest 5, 1,025, rising slowly. Valentia, west by north 2, 8 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, west 3, 9 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Malinhead, west-southwest 6, 6 miles, 1,023, now rising. Macrahanish automatic, west 5, 5 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Here now is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 5th of August. The general situation: a moderate to strong westerly or northwesterly flow will continue overnight. A transient ridge of high pressure will then bring mostly settled conditions for a time on Wednesday. An area of low pressure and Atlantic fronts will bring rain and strong winds to northern and western coasts later on Wednesday and into Thursday, with gales in the far northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, west or northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain for a time later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain for a time later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mullavkintar to Ardnamurchan Point. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, then backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain for a time later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6, veering south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain for a time at first and later. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles, west 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And indeed, Radio 4's programmes for tonight. If you're going to be up for the rest of the night, you could join me over on Radio 4 Extra for drama and comedy. In fact, we've got The Goon Show at 2:30. But for now, here on Radio 4, this is Jim Lee wishing you a safe and peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here, of course, on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and the United Kingdom. Coming up, Donald Trump says he may impose 250% tariffs on pharmaceuticals. Will it, though, bring manufacturing back to the US? We'll get reaction from the industry.
You do have to worry about potential shortages of critical medicines if we don't have a smart policy and we just apply tariffs without regard for the public health value and the health security needs of the country.
And can the Swiss president reduce the 39% tariffs Donald Trump has imposed on a country? And what happens if she doesn't?
It would be a disaster because we would lose more or less 15% of our sales. So it is a disaster if we lose the American market.
First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United Nations has called reports of a possible imminent expansion of Israel's military operations in Gaza deeply alarming, if true. The Assistant Secretary General, Miroslav Jencha, told a meeting of the UN Security Council such a move would risk catastrophic consequences and could further endanger the lives of the remaining hostages held in the territory.
There is no military solution to the conflict in Gaza or the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We must establish political and security frameworks that can relieve the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, address the legitimate security concerns of Israelis and Palestinians, and secure an end to Israel's unlawful occupation and achieve a sustainable two-state solution.
President Zelensky has warned that Russia will only make serious moves towards peace in Ukraine when it begins to run out of money to fund its military operations. Mr. Zelensky made the comments in his nightly address following further talks with President Trump on Tuesday.
It's very important that Moscow has begun to heed the pressure from the world, from the United States, from the threat of tougher sanctions for the war. Indeed, one of the key sanctions is against Russian oil. For Russia to agree to peace, it must run out of money for the war. We're working towards this, and I'm grateful to everyone supporting us.
Mr. Trump has given Russia until Friday to halt its offensive in Ukraine or face new penalties. The messaging service WhatsApp says it has shut down almost 7 million accounts linked to scammers in the first half of the year. Most were in Southeast Asia. WhatsApp's External Affairs Director, Claire Deavy, said a team identified and disabled scammer accounts before